Roger by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Republican-led Senate has voted to advance the nomination of Pete Hegseth to be the nation's next Secretary of Defense. NPR's Tom Bowman reports Hegseth is one of President Trump's most controversial cabinet picks.
One of the concerns about Hegseth from the start was he has no real practical experience. He ran to small veterans groups. There were charges of financial mismanagement against him. So a lot of times, actually, in all cases of defense secretaries, they've either come from industry, the military, or politics. And Pete Hegseth, again, really has no experience. So that was a concern all along.
Two Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, voted against advancing the nomination. Hegseth has faced allegations of excessive drinking and sexual assault. He denies that he ever abused women. The Trump administration says it's rounding up more migrants accused of violent crimes. The move is part of a new effort to crack down on illegal immigration. But NPR's Brian Mann reports the number of arrests appears only slightly higher than under the Biden administration.
Trump officials say they've arrested roughly 400 migrants with criminal records. Speaking on Fox News, White House advisor Stephen Miller said initial immigration operations have already arrested and removed what he called some of the most vicious criminals in this country. But former acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs John Sandwick told NPR enforcement actions carried out so far aren't a significant increase.
I think these operations, this initial surge, is business as usual.
NPR found migrant arrests varied over time during the Biden administration, but federal agents were already arresting more than 100 migrants per day with criminal convictions or charges pending before Trump took office. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
The European Union got more electricity from solar power than coal last year. NPR's Jeff Brady reports coal continues its long decline in the EU, even as the industry in the U.S. is hoping for a boost from the Trump administration.
Nuclear remains the top source of electricity in the EU, followed by wind, gas, and hydropower. But a review of the European Union's electricity-generating fuels by the think tank Ember found for the first time solar generated more power than coal. Europe launched its Green Deal 5 years ago, aiming to zero out climate pollution by 2050. The U.S. has the same goal under the Paris Climate Agreement, though President Trump is withdrawing from that as he did during his first term. Renewable energy has also grown rapidly in the U.S. The research firm Rhodium Group says last year solar and wind power together generated slightly more electricity than coal in the U.S. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 408 points. This is NPR. Confirmation hearings will begin next week for President Trump's pick to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to face a tough round of questioning from lawmakers.
There has been a big lobbying effort to block his confirmation. It's not clear if he does have the support in the Senate to be confirmed, particularly because of his positions in favor of abortion access and against vaccine requirements.
That's NPR Selena Simmons-Duffin reporting. A new study shows that adults who are diagnosed with ADHD live shorter lives than people without a diagnosis. NPR's Maria Godoy has more.
The study looked at more than 30,000 adults diagnosed with ADHD in the UK. The researchers used national data on mortality rates to estimate their life expectancy. They found that men diagnosed with ADHD were dying 7 years younger on average compared to their counterparts without a diagnosis. Women with ADHD lived an average of 9 years less. Prior research has found that factors including smoking, sleep, exercise, nutrition, and risky driving are key factors behind the shorter lifespans in adults with ADHD. The findings are in line with other research that finds untreated ADHD raises the risk of serious health problems such as diabetes and heart disease. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 408 points, the Nasdaq Composite up 44, the S&P 500 up 32 points. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
It's been a while. I haven't seen you for at least a year or more. Or is it less? I can't be sure. Well, anyway, you must have heard about the troubles that I had, but somehow I got through. I always managed to. And by the way, how are you? I used to dream of making it.
Alice, How Are You by the Kinks. Now we have Devo with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And then we have Tina Turner with Better Be Good to Me. And then The Clash with Rock the Casbah.
Cause I don't have the time for your overload. so hard to be good to me. And you know, I don't understand why it's your plan that you can't be good to me. What I can't feel, I surely cannot see. What can't you be good to me?
Cast. carpet radio blare. Soon as the shy wrinkles out of their hair, the jet pilots wave.
Up next, we have Sting with If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free. And then Sheena Easton with Wind Beneath My Wings. And then Love Makes the World Go Round by Madonna.
Free, free, set them free. Free, free, set them free. Free, free, set them free. Free, set them free. Free, free, set them free.
If you need some. Someone, you can do the same. been cold there in my shadow. To never have sunlight on your face. You've been content to let me shine.
You are the wind beneath my wings.
The Bangles are up next with Walk Like an Egyptian. And then The Grateful Dead with Victim or the Crime. After that, Heart with These Dreams.
Maybe when my turn comes, I will it. We'll be right back. search for the time on a watch with no hands. I want to see you clearly, come closer than this. But all I remember are the dreams in the mist. These dreams go on when I close my eyes. Every second of the night, I live another life. These dreams that sleep when it's cold outside. Every moment I'm awake, the further I'm away. Is it cloak and dagger? Could it be spring or fall? I walk without a cut through a stained glass wall. And words that have no form are falling from my lips. These dreams go on when I close my eyes. Every second of the night, I live another life. These dreams that sleep when it's cold outside.
Pretenders are up next with Don't Get Me Wrong, and then Straight Up by Paula Abdul. And then down the road a little ways, we have Eddie Money with I Think I'm in Love.
I see me online. Hand in hand. You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
830 AM KSDP.